In 1958, jazz legend Billie Holiday released Lady in Satin. It was the last of her albums released in her lifetime, and it included full orchestral arrangements of songs like You've Changed, For Heaven's Sake, and I'm a Fool to Want You.
I'm a fool to want you. I'm a fool to want you.
Lady in Satin is also the album that got Matthew Ward hooked on Billie Holiday. He first heard it when he was 20, wandering around a shopping mall in San Francisco. Now he goes by M. Ward. He's a celebrated singer-songwriter, and he's offering up his take on Lady in Satin on his new album called Think of Spring.
I'm a fool to want you. I'm a fool to want you.
Matt Ward joins us from his home in Portland, Oregon. Matt, welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
Would you take us back to that shopping mall more than two decades ago where you say you fell for Billie Holiday? Because I don't really think of her music as mall music. So what did you hear that got you hooked?
I was just as surprised as you. I couldn't really understand what I was hearing, and I guess that's what drew me in. I feel like normally when you hear big string orchestras, if it is paired with a voice, it's a sweet sounding voice. And this voice was not that. It was just this indescribable thing. And I thought it was a distorted guitar coming from the other side of the mall. And I was really, really intrigued. And before that, I had thought of Billie Holiday as someone with a sweet voice who plays in little jazz combos. But I think it's that combination of sweet and sour that kind of drew me in. And 20 years after that, it's still the epitome of sweet and sour.
Well, we should note here that many critics in Billie Holiday's final years felt like her voice had declined. She couldn't achieve the same range she used to. So in some ways, you were hearing her when she was not at her top.
Yeah, and maybe I'm drawn towards the mistakes in music overall, not just in her voice or her music, but those kind of cracks in the armor are the thing that really inspires me, whether it's coming from a singer like Billie Holiday or a guitar player like Ry Cooder, who is not afraid of playing these wrong notes occasionally, bring the unpolished product onto the tape.
Let's talk more about your musical approach to Lady in Satin, her album, because Billie Holiday went grand and you went pretty minimalist. So for comparison's sake, here's her song called For Heaven's Sake with full orchestra.
For heaven's sake, let's fall in love. It's no mistake to call it love. An angel's holding hands with me. How heavenly heaven can be.
And Matt Ward, this is your more spare version.
For heaven's sake, let's fall in love. It's no mistake to call it love, an angel's holding hands with me. How heavenly heaven can be.
Matt, I've read that you've said your idea is to filter her songs with all their string instruments through a single acoustic guitar. You use alternative tunings, minimal studio manipulation. Would you describe what you're doing there, what you're aiming for?
Well, I definitely didn't want to compete with that production because it's untouchable. So the best way for me to cover someone else's song is to strip it down to as minimal as I can get. And build from there, because I discovered acoustic guitar and four track at an early age in my late teens. It became my way of seeing the world and seeing music. And so I was constantly learning other people's songs, and it didn't matter if it was a guitar song or if it was an orchestra. I loved the process of stripping down the melody towards something that I could play with 10 fingers. And obviously, I wouldn't be able to express all of the parts, but I didn't see that as a bad thing.
And it sounds like you didn't worry that you would lose something by losing the orchestra. You actually felt like you were gaining something by taking it to such a more simple approach.
I knew it was going to take it somewhere different. And that was the appeal. That was the challenge. And when the recipe is this good, it's hard to not do some service to the songwriter and the singer that inspired you.
You know, it's funny. You just talked about, like, tinkering with the recipe, and you talked before about not wanting to compete. The first track on the album has what I think is a pretty cute, funny name. It's called I Get Along Without You Very Well. It's from the 1930s. Billie Holiday sang her version of it. So did Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Nina Simone, Diana Krall. Big names. Is it at all intimidating to you to take on something so iconic?
No, because I know I don't see myself really in competition with any of those great artists. I'm very much just running on my own, in my own lane.
Well, I get along without you very well. Of course I do.
Matt, to me at least, there's an old-timey sound to these Billie Holiday songs. They're from a long ago era. But you've given them a different sound, more modern sound. I found myself wondering if you did that partly to make them more accessible to other audiences, maybe younger audiences. Or maybe you consider her music timeless.
I definitely would consider it timeless. I'm still surprised that people don't really know her catalog, but to me, her whole catalog is just is timeless. And I guess maybe I'm privately communicating to my friends or people that buy my records that Lady in Satin is a good place to start.
Are you thinking that maybe by starting listening to yours, they'll find their way back to hers if they haven't found it before?
If they know what's good for them, yeah.
That's M. Ward, Matthew Ward. His new album of Billie Holiday songs is called Think of Spring. Matt, thanks for talking with us.
Great to talk to you.